Hey guys, it's January 12th, and we're going to read today Luke chapter 3. Now, again, I talked about you see the same accounts, either word for word or a little bit different perspective written on a lot of these accounts by the gospel writers. We see again today that it starts out with John the Baptist preparing the way for Jesus. It's really cool to see the different perspectives, to see the different quotes that we have there. And we also see the genealogy. We talked about that several days ago in the genealogy of Matthew that went told the main generations that led up to Jesus. And this genealogy actually goes from Adam to Jesus all the way back to Adam. But I want to focus today on the middle of the three things that Luke 3 talks about, and that's the baptism of Jesus. This is the third time that you will read of the baptism of Jesus, and that number three is pretty significant in the entire Bible. And you know, there are certain numbers that are very significant in the Bible. Three is very significant. Seven, it was known as the number of perfection. It is very prominent in the Bible. 40 is extremely prominent. 40 days of fasting, 40 years of wandering, 40 years of Moses being gone from Egypt before he came back and saved the people, and all of these 40s. But today, that third thing, the number three, the Trinity, is introduced to us, or maybe not introduced, but we see the Trinity so clearly, the Trinity of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, in the account of Jesus's baptism. Now, as you read that, look and you can easily see God the Father, his voice from heaven. This is my Son in whom I am well pleased, right? That's God the Father. God the Son, obviously, is Jesus, and he is there for the baptism. Remember, he didn't get baptized for the forgiveness of sins, but he showed that as a model for us to be baptized. And then the third part of the Trinity we see here, the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost, we called it growing up. In some older versions of the Bible still call it the Holy Ghost. But you see the Holy Spirit of God that comes down from heaven in the form of a dove and lights on Jesus' shoulder when he is baptized. So this is a really, really cool way to see all three parts of the Trinity at one time. We see them in different times individually throughout the Bible. Even the Old Testament has the Holy Spirit, and if you read it close enough. But we see God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. One of the most difficult theological concepts to wrap our mind around is pretty clear in this passage. So enjoy that as you read Luke chapter 3 today.